Thanks, Brother Rick, for your reflections and your lesson from the book of Romans. And I think we'll all agree that we have lots of work to do, don't we? Yes, we have the great work to resist these things around us, but we have the great help too, don't we? That was given to us through that wonderful Son of Jesus. Brother Rick would like to have us close with singing 182. We'd like to invite you to stand on the last verse, and we'll ask Brother Rick to close the his service and also to close the convention. Then we'd like to have you sit down for just a little couple announcements, and we're going to also do some more singing. So anyway, 182, My Song of Jesus.
Loving Heavenly Father, we truly hallow thy name, coming into thy presence through the appointed way, thy Son Christ Jesus and his ransom sacrifice. Loving Father, we so appreciate that when we read in thy word what has happened in times past and how far away from thee we had gotten as a human family, we marvel that instead of erasing us as a bad mistake and hopeless, thou provided a means out of thy great love and justice and wisdom and power harmonizing that we could be brought back to thee. And you have brought us back as a group of thy people ahead of the world of mankind, to which we feel most specially grateful and specially enlightened. And we see thy grace and thy mercy toward us in our individual lives, and we marvel at such great patience and long-suffering thou hast with us. But we so rejoice that this indeed is thy provision and that you have had thy servants, the apostles, write to us about this. And we rejoice and want to live it in our lives and apply it more perfectly. But it's by thy grace and by thy blessing and the indwelling of thy spirit that we can accomplish any good thing. Yet we so appreciate that thou judgest by our efforts to resist sin rather by the fullness of our accomplishment. To this end, Father, we pray and ask thy blessing that as we part and go each to our homes that thy Spirit would abide with us. Let our travel time be used in a way that would be uplifting and edifying. And let us reflect on all that was took place this weekend, that we can receive the intended lessons for us. And we do remember thy dear saints in every place, in all their situations, looking for the completion of the bride. And it is our heart's desire to be found part of that number. We praise thee and we thank thee and ask thy favor and all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Brethren, just a couple of announcements here. We must vacate the university here before 6 p.m. today. And we might add, too, that we really appreciate this facility. And if the Lord wills, we're to have another convention, why, it'd be nice to have it here again. So, but it's been nice to, it wouldn't be much of a convention, it's just the calls of brethren, even though we do enjoy getting together and studying the Lord's Word. So we've been greatly blessed here by your presence, and we want to thank you from the bottom of our heart for your support and your love, not only to us here, but to all of your brethren all over the world. You've been a great blessing to us, and we trust that each of you have received a blessing and will be able to share it with others, and hopefully with others maybe that wanted to be here and for various reasons were not able to be here. And I think we said earlier, we all have a lot of work to do in the Lord's service. And I think really our goal is all the same. And our goal is to bring all glory and honor to our loving Heavenly Father and to His precious Son. And one way that we can do that is to keep thy foot, especially when thou goest to the house of God. Remember to gather also your personal belongings. Sometimes we have to kind of recount our steps before we leave. So anyway, just a reminder to do that. And again, thank you very much. And we would like to close by singing hymn 159. And I'm pulling a little surprise on Jenny, and thank you for playing for us. 159. I believe we're going to sing all the verses there. And if you're up to it, is that only two? Okay. If you're up to it, brethren, we invite you to stand, and we'll sing all the verses, and that will dismiss us. 159.
Oh, yeah.